KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meeting with European leaders in Brussels today. He'll meet later with NATO defense ministers. His goal, more assistance from the West.
If we start now and follow the victory plan, we can end this war no later than next year.
The outcome of next month's U.S. election could have a major impact on the future of aid for Ukraine. Early in-person voting begins today in North Carolina. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in Wisconsin. Former President Donald Trump attends the Al Smith dinner in New York City. The Archbishop of Los Angeles, Jose Gomez, apologized to victims of sexual abuse by the clergy. He announced an $880 million payment to settle decades of allegations. Brings the total payout for lawsuits against L.A. to nearly $1.5 billion. And crowds gathered outside the Buenos Aires Hotel where former One Direction member Liam Payne died at 31. He fell from a balcony. This is ABC News. More workers across the country are getting in a union mood.
It's the first time it's happened since Gerald Ford was in the White House. During Joe Biden's presidency, petitions to form unions have gone up rather than down.
It's not just a single industry. It's not even just, you know, certain regions of the country.
And Acting Labor Secretary Julie Su says it's because workers have noticed unions winning wage increases and other improvements.
I think that's giving people a sense of, hey, you know, I'd like a piece of that too.
The Labor Department says roughly 10% of American workers now belong to unions, down from about 20% four decades ago. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Took some extra work to pry out a 100-year-old time capsule at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. Crews had to drill through a foot and a half of concrete and limestone. The museum curator, Christopher Warren.
It's exciting to open up things that human eyes have not had contact with for so many years.
There was also a bomb squad on hand because 1920s era film can be highly flammable. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Back from the store, dear?
Can you believe the grocery bill was over $200? Can't anybody in Washington vote no on these spending bills that drive up debt and inflation?
Glenn Grothman has always been one of the most frugal members of Congress. But I thought we were voting for Glenn for his work on the border to stop over 200,000 people a month from entering the nation illegally.
We have 850,000 new legal citizens every year who follow the law.
Dad! I'm voting for Glenn Grothman because he's advocating to keep the work centers open for people with different abilities so they can find their career.
Glenn stands up to the special interests. He takes no campaign donations from drug companies. He's also a proponent of ending race-based hiring.
He is outspoken, not afraid to take on the tough issues. And one thing I know about Glenn, he tells it like it is.
I'm Glenn Grothman and I approve this message.
Paid for by Glenn Grothman for Congress.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new three-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football. football, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen many things this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with the help of Eric Hulse of Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. And mafia expert Robert Dennis joins the show to talk mob movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Schwaba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
So you're going to look straight the whole show.
I'm going to look just like this the entire way.
Pinched nerve.
In my neck.
How do you do that?
I have zero idea. But last night, all through the entire night, I was going into my, because I was out of ice. That melts fast when you have it in your neck. Your neck must be really warm.
Well,
with a bag of ice.
So is the room.
Yeah, but the neck must be really warm. So I was digging through. I got through my frozen vegetables. Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to lay on them.
And then I got down. You refroze them?
Yeah.
Good idea. Okay.
Then I got down to a package of frozen fish.
You were laying on fish?
I was laying on fish. Frozen fish.
And it went warm? Didn't it stink?
After I don't know. You know, I don't know. Because, you know, I also put that bomb on.
Oh, that's that heat?
That Nikki had gave me.
Oh, that's.
Smells real menthol-y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smells mm-hmm. good. Reminds you in high school when you get hurt in football and you'd have to sit in class and everybody's looking around
who is
smells.
That?
Yeah.
So it was like,
I can't remember the name of the stuff. It wasn't Ben Kay, but it was, what was
heat.
It? Heat.
It was heat.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It was called heat.
That was strong.
And that had a smell that was unlike any other.
I think they did that so people would know you're wearing heat. You know, I don't think it had to smell that strong. I think the marketing people are like, you know, how can our product stand out, you know, next to all this other stuff? And let's just make it. And people are like, oh, you got the heat on. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, everybody better. Would know in the whole class, whenever if you had heat. Do they still sell that?
Don't know. I haven't, you know.
Mark Houston, if you're listening, do they still sell heat? H-E-E-T.
Yep. And I think there's might be a little bit of a, not a placebo, but psychologically, you smell that and you know it's working. You know what I like?
I do. You know what I know talking what you
about?
Mean.
I think that's what they did. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. All I know is I go to a personal trainer and she's like, you know, what are you looking for? I'm like, I don't want to be sore. So after we work out, it's like 10 minutes.
I literally can't. This is how I move. I can't move my head.
Maybe we should get one of those white collars.
It's completely. I can't move my head. Oh, there it is.
That's the stuff. Is that still on the market?
It is. You can.
Triple action pain relieving formula. Three pain relievers provide hours of warming relief from arthritis, back, muscle, joint. I'm buying some.
And it's going to smell up your apartment.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
When did you become a South American drug lord?
What are you talking about?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Are you hiding it from us and sometimes it slips?
Why? No, I don't
those,
know. I have
glasses.
No idea what you're talking
those
about.
Those glasses.
These?
No, the other one, the gold ones. Are those yours?
Are those yours? Mine?
Put them on. Put them on.
Come on, we got a lot to do today.
Because I saw when you walked in, too.
Why? What's wrong with these?
How are things in Bolivia? Just asking.
Jeez. Wow.
Yours are different too, though, John.
609.
Whatever they are, they're from the Dollar Tree. So I don't know. Are these women's? Yeah,
they might be.
They're women's. Okay.
Those are totally
That's why the two of you together. He's got Dollar Tree glasses. You've got
women's Dollar Tree glasses.
Columbia drug lord glasses.
Drug lord glasses.
What are these drug lord glasses?
Are they brass? What are they? What color is that? Is that gold? Brass?
I'm not saying.
It says gold brown on the side. 5517-142 gold brown.
I'm not saying every drug lord wears those glasses, okay? But
but what?
Every drug lord I've seen does wear those glasses.
It's part of the Halloween costume you get every year.
What are you?
Wow.
A Cuban drug lord. What about it?
Okay. How did you pinch the nerve? Do you know?
No idea.
And did it happen yesterday or while you were sleeping?
Woke up with it yesterday.
Oh.
Not this bad. Then last night, you know, things. Why is it at night things hit worse? Yeah. So does your body relax to a point where something happens?
There's nothing else on your mind. You start focusing in on
maybe. But literally, I'm not kidding. I was up till about 4. Then I slept till like 5. And then you want to sleep for the next 8 hours. But it's just, I mean, I'm not joking about everything in my freezer. And the I'll be honest with you, the frozen haddock seem to do the best job. They're shaped in the right way.
There you go.
And I think laying on them for a while, it kind of got a curvature.
Okay, you use
my neck.
Right, they
fit in there nicely.
Unlike the peas and carrots, the halibut formed to your neck.
Halibut was great.
Okay.
I put them back in the freezer.
Tell that guy that. I don't know if that was a good idea.
Well, I'm just going to reuse them again. I'm not going to eat them. And that's why I put the vegetables back. I'm not going to eat them. I just want to keep them frozen.
You know what they make, John?
What?
Ice packs. I have a ton of
them. Yeah, at 2 in the morning, where should I go to get an ice pack?
You should have one in your freezer.
No, well, I do. It's called haddock. I'm just saying.
And
bird's eye vegetables.
I have those. One that's just the ice, but the other ones those freeze packs that are gel.
Yeah, those are nice.
Those are nice.
That's exactly what I need because I can put it right around this.
I will say that I was at something. Maybe it was the marathon. They gave them away.
Really?
Gave them away. Yeah, those are
worth
like, what, $10? So, yeah, I got a few of those.
Those are nice.
Yeah. And then I was telling Todd, I was telling John I have a, I forgot what they're called, but they're like those massagers. You can put them on different parts of your body and then they have different settings you can do. And some are more like direct and other ones are more like massagey. So I can bring that.
Yeah, no disrespect. I appreciate that.
Well,
I don't want to tell people I just bought her a massager from Jim. It's going to be...
While wearing those glasses.
Those glasses. Okay.
All right.
If he tells me he bought it at a mayor's convention. Okay. No, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it.
So you didn't sleep well.
Oh, you can't with this.
No.
You can't.
And I was telling you, I told Todd when I got here, I got up very early because I was making lunch for my mom.
Oh, that's right. Is she coming in today?
Yes.
In here to the studio?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
You'll be gone. So.
I'll be gone.
Yeah, she's coming at like 9:30.
Why? Why doesn't she come in at like 8:45?
I don't know. I'll call her.
I'd love to meet her.
She's
absolutely
coming.
Well, I mean, I met her. I met her at the
at my dad's
ceremony.
Yeah.
But she could say hi. And
yeah, people would love to see her.
She doesn't know Todd. That's true. You haven't met my mom.
No.
Have you? Yes. No.
No.
Okay.
Well, I only met her fleetingly.
She'd like to meet. All right, I'll send her.
I think that'd be great. Who's bringing her?
My sister and brother-in-law that live in Illinois. And you know what's weird? What's too bad? You know, here we are at our age. We got to work harder at this. But they live in Illinois. I haven't seen them in a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's crazy.
Huh? That's the way it is.
It is. I mean, she's busy. I'm busy. But
it's the way it is.
Anyway, so they're stepping over.
Got text here. When I saw this last night, too, I thought I'd throw this one at you. So somebody jumped the gun for me here. But the Green Bay Packers and City of Green Bay can't seem to come up with a lease deal. Jim?
He just looked at me like, I'm not saying a word.
Why'd you live?
Have they ever been this vocal on both sides and this open about it?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
One thing.
I've thrown it to you to do one thing. Give both sides.
Yep.
If you're on that side or on this side, go ahead, give both. How they see it.
Met with Aaron Popke, met with the mayor. Rule number one, don't negotiate through the press. This is not good. It's not good for anybody because then you got to win through the press and then... With the press, there's never, it's a win-win. It's always there's winners and losers. So I think it got off to a bad start. I will say that. Why Eric or Aaron, I don't know why one of them went to the press. I think that was a mistake. But whatever, it's out there right now. I know that lease pretty well. I got a copy of it at home. which I think it's a public document. There's a lot to it. And, you know, there's these escalating things and it goes to 2032, but you can amend it. You know, it's like a contract, right? You can amend it if you both agree to amend it.
Sure.
And that's what they're looking to do. And
why?
Why? I think that's a really good question. I don't know that the revenue is going to be there from the lease to maintain what is built out there. So they...
So they're looking way down the road with that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're looking way down the road.
Because doesn't it go for another, what, 5 or 10 years or something?
Yeah, 32. Okay. There's a little bit more to it than that.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, they need to work on that. This is what needs to happen with stuff like this. Either you got to send in to people like that are empowered, you know, like the chief of staff and I don't know who it would be, probably Aaron.
As arbitrators?
And work on a deal.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Or else, because if you send in the two owners, like Ed Policy and Eric, that could be a walkaway thing and you don't want that.
Right, right, right.
You know how some of us at the executive level might have a little temper?
Well, Brett, you know what? I mean, that's what happened with, I talked to some people, but what actually happened when Brett Favre came back?
Right.
And it's like they sat in the room and it came to the opinion of, you know what? We can't work together.
Right.
We're past mending fences.
Right. Whereas had you had the representatives in, they would have been like, you guys, this can't happen or else I'm going to lose my job.
Well, I will say this, with Favre, it wouldn't have helped if he had Bus Cook.
Well, no, that guy, wasn't he a problem?
Oh, he was the one that constantly, when they drafted
Aaron. Wasn't
the
big leak?
Oh, big, huge.
Yeah.
But when he was in Aaron Rodgers' book, it talks about the minute they drafted Aaron Rodgers, Ted Thompson, or I forget who it was, their phone went off. It was Buzz Cook. It was like, what the bleep?
Yeah.
Just ripped him for that, up one side, down the other.
Yeah.
He was the one that always wanted Favre to have special privileges. You know, Brett shouldn't have to be with the other players in the locker room.
Really?
He shouldn't have to interact with them. He should have his own place. Oh, yeah. That was the big story going around. That bus was pulling. It's all in that book. I'm getting that from the book.
This lease thing needs to go away. And the only way it's not going to go away. It's a huge lease. It needs to get out of the press for it to really, really get done. And now, and look, I'm not involved in this at all. I talked to both of them and I'm like, you guys need to get together. And they get off on the wrong foot. I want to say that. And I told both those people that. But now they're engaging the stadium board, which is, you know, 7 members, right? 3 from the county, 3 from the city, and 1 from Ashwaubenon. You know, I was on the stadium board for years when we started building that thing. That's just 7 more people. And some of those people like the media. So then you get to this leak stuff, and that's not healthy either.
Yeah. That does happen in that world, huh?
So I don't know. I think there's 2 really quality people that I would put in a room and say, work something out, and then come back here and I'll
say. Jim, did you ever intentionally leak something in the media to get your way on something?
We had leaks in closed session, and they had that in Stevens Point and La Crosse, and if you got found out, you got a $50 fine, which can be a lot. Or maybe it was a $100 fine.
Let me ask you a quick question related to that, though.
I got something on leak.
But sometimes, would you think about having a leak, okay, that where it's like, oh, no, we had a leak. But you're okay. Because to get a sense, almost a litmus test, to see what the reaction is on an early project.
So would I, like, approve a leak?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. First bell on a Thursday.
We'll get back.
Did you order the code red? You damn right I did. We got to set a quick break. Back after this.
It's the same old thing as yesterday. There's a black hat caught in a high treetop. There's a flagpole rack and the wind won't stop.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose
what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hello, John Zarbano here, and I'm running to represent you in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I want to evict Glenn Grothman from Congress, and I need your help. Wisconsin now has fair election maps, yet many people may not participate this November because they don't register. I'm speaking now directly to the 100,000 unregistered citizens of our district. Your voice matters. You can register to vote at your clerk's office or online at myvote.wi.gov and click register to vote. Your vote counts. If you care about women's rights, if you care about working people getting a living wage, if you care about clean air, clean water, our very planet, vote. Vote like your democracy depends on it. I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Modern the Mayor here on Tuesday morning on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. Nice morning out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not, you know, but nice mid-October morning.
Oh, this week is
no wind.
Awesome. And I asked you, but I forgot what you told me. Are you going to the game?
No.
This is a good game to go to.
Why?
They're going to win. It's going to be 71 degrees.
That's beautiful.
It's going to be awesome. And it's a noon game, so it's not. Oh.
Yeah, I love noon games.
Somebody asked me yesterday.
I love it when you can wake up and the pregame shows. I'm sorry, I'm getting too old. These pregame shows are bad. I'm sorry. I try to watch the Fox one. That's all they do is talk over each other the entire time. Yeah. And I know you and I can do that. We're two people. They have six.
Yeah,
they have six talking over each other.
We don't
the whole
talk
time.
Over each other. No, I'm just yeah. I know. I would agree.
It's so why?
Yeah. Something sports related I was going to bring up, talk to you about this. Are you surprised, because I am, that Tom Brady is part owner of
Raiders?
Of all the teams,
I know.
32 teams, now you can't buy into us, but.
With that Davis family?
Right.
Totally the opposite of what you'd think.
And just the whole city isn't him. I mean, he's got this like altar boy image.
Yeah.
I think he is a really good person. And you've met the Davises, right, when they're in town?
Al Davis, I've met. Weird guy.
Was kid.
Weird guy. Weirdest looking kid. You know, I get a kick out. This has happened.
I'm sure he'll appreciate.
Well, come on.
But that family is.
You know,
yes,
what,
I have,
like? You know what he looks like? You wouldn't get this reference, but he looks like, what's his name from Dumb and Dumber, Todd?
Which one?
The guy that became the big time actor.
Drew Carey? Or the other guy?
Yeah. The other guy.
Yeah.
With the buck teeth?
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
No. Yes.
It's incredible.
I haven't seen that, but.
Oh, yeah.
He's a weird-looking dude.
Oh, yeah. You know what I got to kick
but
him
off? But just a weird family.
Jeff Daniels.
Yeah. Yep.
When they come here, you know, and it would be Mrs. Davis, Al Davis, and that weird kid. Three different jets.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Wow. Got a text here. The Glam Band is playing after the game. There's another text.
Oh, good. Todd, well, I might go now. No, I gave my ticket away. Some guy called me yesterday. I'm like,
Todd, get that here. Good thing Carrie isn't bringing Joey the Penguin in today. He'd be all over you, Johnny.
Yeah.
That's for me sleeping on frozen haddock.
Yeah, he wouldn't like that. That's his dinner.
I think Joey, I hate to say this, I think he's got dysentery.
Yeah,
he got a little excited here after eating the smelt.
First of all,
what happened?
Four times. We had to clean up four. Oh. We had four cleanups
in aisle four.
Yeah. Four of them. Four times.
You know what? I'm not surprised.
But he fed them like you can't believe.
That's what I was going to say. She brought in like this
I saw.
Bucket of shrimp. I mean, of smelt. And You know what? I was even going to say, you know, that's a lot for that. That bird was only, what, 10 pounds?
I mean, he wasn't even swallowing his. Right. Open, just, yeah. Take it. Sw- like, open it. Take yeah. Yeah.
Like, are you high?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just eating so fast. I was like, yeah, chill.
Put those glasses on when you say that.
he just said he thought about asking a penguin if he was high.
He had the munchies.
Okay. Yeah,
he was did. Just going at it. But
he was.
Yeah, he ate too fast. And then he stopped
yeah,
eating.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I agree.
So
I agree.
It was like a little kid. It's like, okay, shouldn't have done that. And
yeah.
There's just not a lot of what I'm looking for, like bread and stuff. And it was all smelt, you know.
It was all just smelt.
Runny stuff. It was
And
we saw it again.
Came right back. We did.
All over our desk. Okay. Four times. Anyway, that's that. But those, I want to get a picture of that.
I want to get Carrie here as often as possible. She's just awesome to bring in and what the care she has for those animals and rescuing animals. It's unbelievable. She's incredible, just incredible. And that TV show they had, I thought was, I told you that story. It's a really tragic story. And I was mentioning it a little bit here yesterday with Brian Aish about had that group of guys, army guys, infantry over in Iraq, and they would watch her show, My Life is Zoo, a religious, I mean, they would literally, they've threatened guys to leave.
Turn it back.
Yeah. And only one of them, they vowed they were going to come back and volunteer there for a couple of weeks.
Nice.
And only one made it back.
Oh.
Yeah. There is.
There's that guy.
Now, find me Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber.
We got a text from somebody who said, who cuts his hair, and it's a picture of that
That's
guy.
Exactly.
Right. Do our listeners see that?
Yes. Well, they do not see this, but I can try and throw it up on the...
I think most people know him, right?
Yeah, so he's got this really hot new wife, okay?
I know.
Really, you know what?
It has nothing to do with his money.
And of course, you know what she said? I had no idea who he was.
Oh, God.
No, because that guy can walk you to a bar and every hot woman in the place is all over him. After him.
He's been
not knowing
him.
Who he is or what he does. I mean, he could come out and say, I work for aluminum siding company.
Yeah. And then we'd say, okay, yeah, you look like that guy.
And he would walk you to a bar and chicks would be all over him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But when I read that, I was really surprised, Tom Brady, because isn't there opportunities with the Titans and
can you name, other than the Packers, can you name a franchise of Tom Brady called and said, Can I be involved with you guys for the rest of my life?
Right. And
who would turn him down?
Take some ownership. And would you give up?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you got controlling interest, who cares? Right.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just really surprised he took the Raiders.
Me too. You know what, though, too? We're talking about, I'm a sportscaster, so we cast stones at each other, whatever. I don't think he's that good as a commentator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never seen him.
Nothing
I've just read about
special.
His yeah.
Just
So I don't like Tom Brady for a lot of reasons. Just because he was a good quarterback, and
right?
I hate people who are that good, and I'm not. But that's just true. I always want to give people that come into that industry a chance.
Absolutely.
Right?
Nothing special.
Mm-mm.
For was it $18 million a year?
Yeah.
Nothing special. I don't know what you're expecting. What we're expecting, but just
he's Tom Brady.
That's what I mean.
He should have some real insight that blows your mind. And
not only that, but, Phil Mushnick, he's a writer. He's a critic of the New York Post. Just vicious.
He would have to be with a last name like that, right?
Right.
Vicious.
Mushnick's here. Yeah, wow.
But he was talking even like Tony Romo and thing. So to be paid the amount of money they're made, and even Troy Aikman, I mean, like, $1.5 million per game and things like that. It's like, as a viewer, would you say, I'm not watching that game because Troy Aikman's not doing it.
Yeah.
Wait, why do they throw this money at these guys? They don't bring in. If you got a great game, you got the Packers and the Vikings, you think it matters who's doing the game?
Nope.
Everybody's going to watch no matter what.
Well, why do we pay him so much?
I don't. That's what I mean. That's what he was saying. Why do you people? And he goes, that's just another example of the gluttony of the money in professional sports and the people involved with professional sports with the networks.
$1.5 million a game.
And then they'll still.
Honey, I'll be right home.
And then they still have to do those things where it's like, okay, this could be on, was it Prime or whatever, and you have to pay an extra $7. It's like, really? You haven't taken enough from us, the diehard. You got to get another $7 out of us?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
I agree. I don't know what's on. That's crazy. And I told my wife, I said, someday we're going to pay for every NFL game.
Oh, not even a question.
Yeah.
Not even a question.
Which is too bad because we're the ones who made them who they are.
You're.
Don't. I know what you were going to say. Yeah.
Have fun on the ivory tower. We got to set our break back after this. Day is long, and the night is yours alone. When you're sure you've had enough.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
When the hurricanes rolled through Florida last week, I bet you weren't thinking of your fertilizer supplies. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Josh Linville, who's the director of fertilizer with StoneX, says you should have been thinking about fertilizer. It is all about the phosphate market, he says. In generalities, he says in North America, it's Florida. Florida's where it's all at. And he said now they're just evaluating the damage done to the physical facilities. But he said that's not really what their biggest concern is. Their biggest concern is the people that work at that facility.
It's more the people. Your facility can come through largely unscathed. But if your people's homestead, their families and things like that, if everything is wrecked there, that's where their attention needs to be placed. Those people need to be at home cleaning up, getting their families somewhere safe, getting them fed and everything else, the bare essentials. That takes precedence over running the facility. So even if the damage to the facilities are not what some are fearing today, if it is on the personal side, it doesn't matter. It may be the exact same effect, which is very unfortunate given that we're less than 30 days away from November, which is the start of fall application.
That's Josh Linville. He is the director of fertilizer with StoneX. They're still evaluating the damage done by those hurricanes to the fertilizer industry here in the U.S. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning. Any gains we picked up yesterday were given back. Numbers are next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
On Wednesday, the barrel cheese gained 4 cents to 193. 40-pound block cheese was up a half at 194 and a quarter, while AA butter gained 2 at 263 and a half. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 8 at 21.08. December closed 36 cents stronger, 21.28. December corn's down a penny and a half at 403. November beans down 6 and a half at 973. December wheat's unchanged right now, 585 a bushel. There's your market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
Have you ever
reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring 6 elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and 2 iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We got a big show today. We got Dan Van Lannen coming in. He's a chief investigator for Hobart Police. And I want to talk just about the great, great tradition his family has for law enforcement over the years, and his father, who just passed away, was a wonderful, wonderful officer and a judge in the area.
And I sent him a text. I want him to talk a little bit about careers, too, because with that history of law enforcement, everybody thinks, well, you become a cop, you're a cop. No, there's some unbelievable avenues.
Security afterwards and stuff, yeah.
Well, after, but even within that, right? The detective, you can become chief. There's so many different divisions within the police department, and go to the FBI Academy. I mean, you can move up. And
I wanted to go to the FBI Academy.
That's
I used to buy books in the FBI. Oh, it was great. It was I loved it. I wanted it. I used to watch the FBI with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Oh, yeah.
The FBI starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Loved that show. I wanted to be an FBI guy. But I at some point early on. Well, I told you I applied for the CIA, too.
Yeah, I don't know if you're tall. Are you? Well, you would get in. The FBI has it's kind of like IBM. I mean, there's a not that you can look at someone and say you're with the FBI, but like
certain look. I don't have it.
I don't have a look. That would be discrimination. But I think there's certain characteristics you have to get in the FBI.
Tall, thin, and or as I call it, the real conservative haircut.
Yeah. You're Italian. You'd never get in.
I'd never get in.
Here's your show.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it was intense, man. Wow. It was intense.
Wow.
Yeah. Were these based on actual...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The two shows that were great shows that were based on true things, the FBI and Dragnet.
I didn't know Dragnet was.
Oh, yeah. The perpetrator went to court, was convicted, and is now serving 8 to 10 years in Folsom Prison. Oh, at the end of the show, that was awesome.
That's right.
They do
that. I don't know that I ever made the connection.
Joe Friday?
Everybody's watched that.
And Henry Morgan?
Yeah.
Who was awesome. You know, Henry Morgan had a nice career. When I'd come home from, like, kindergarten, there'd be one show on before soap operas started, which I still think are the most evil things ever. I despise soap operas so much. It's mind-boggling. But anyway, he would be in a show called Pete and Tilly. Okay? So then he went from there to Dragnet, from Dragnet to MASH.
Yeah.
How is that for a career?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a good career.
And I heard he liked his beverages.
Oh, really?
He lived like outside of L.A., like in a ranch area. And I guess there's a place he would go to every day and just pound it. That's just what I've heard.
That's all right.
I'm not trying to throw out disparaging things.
Stress.
It's just what I heard. I got a buddy that was a reporter in Los Angeles.
Stress.
Yes.
It's stress, honey.
Today is Women in Military Service Day. Very, 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 very honorable day. God bless you all the women I know that have served and continue to serve. The other night when I was at the veterans Operation Song, mm-hmm. and a great friend of mine, and I've known her for years and years and years, so I've seen her daughter grow up and everything, and she is now a medic. She is now an infantry medic in the 127 National Guard.
Wow.
It's like, wow. These people we used to know as kids, they're now the ones wearing the uniforms and serving.
Mm-hmm.
And
amazing.
She is a medic in the... I mean, I think that's just awesome.
It is.
Just
it
awesome.
It is.
Yeah. Today is Harry Potter Book Day.
Let me guess. You're an avid... Did you read it all?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Did you?
Are you kidding?
I couldn't get into it. My kids, everybody was reading
Dom
that. That was such...
You can call Dom right now and ask him about a character, happened to so-and-so, and he will tell you, boom.
They're saying that brought back like reading, like that was the,
I believe it.
It was unbelievable how it.
Yeah.
Parents and kids just couldn't wait for the next book to come out. And like, and they'd read it like, oh my gosh, they're excited, sitting on the couch reading it. And did you read it?
No.
Did you attempt to read it?
No.
Oh, just
I saw one of the movies.
Yeah, I watched the movies and it was fine.
I didn't watch the movies.
We have a friend who's in radio, and when he found out that one of the main characters died, and he's, our age, he was, like, all teared up and stuff.
Because, there have been a bunch of them, like, within the last couple of years from that cast.
When the character actually died in the book.
In the movie. Yeah, or in the book.
In the book. Okay. He's like, oh, my God,
so-and-so. So what's his name What's the guy's name who looked like a young version of Al Davis's son? Ron.
Ron Weasley?
Ron.
Yeah.
He hooked up with, what's her name?
Hermione.
Hermione.
Yeah.
He overachieved on that. He outpunted his coverage.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying.
Money yet. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just
sure
saying.
She would have taken him if he was an aluminum.
Siding salesman? Salesman. You know where I get that from? There's a movie called Tin Men with Danny DeVito years ago. And they're all aluminum siding salesmen.
That used to be a thing.
That was a thing.
That was a thing in the 70s.
And you know what they would do? And it was
really aluminum? Yeah, put it right over your house.
This was based in the 1960s, okay? In like wherever. And what they would do is they would show up at a house and they'd start setting up cameras and stuff like that. And somebody would come out. They're like, what are you doing? I said, well, we work for the aluminum siding team, and we're taking pictures of houses that we think are so gorgeous that we want to use them for our advertisement after we do the aluminum siding. And we're good. Life Magazine has talked to us. Really, Life Magazine? Yeah. Would you be interested? Well, we're not even talking. He goes, okay, because you'd be on Life Magazine and so on. So, well, let me talk to my husband. And that's how they'd get there.
Wow.
They would never take the pictures.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that
it's a great Barbara Hershey, Danny DeVito, Richard Dreyfuss, about 1986. Tin Men, good movie.
Aluminum siding was a good thing. That was a good invention because my dad.
You were hoity-toity if you had aluminum siding.
Well, and it was everybody. Well, we sold a ton of that stuff because you didn't have to paint.
Yeah.
Insulation.
It was forever. It was that era's vinyl. Now vinyl is vinyl?
Yeah, but vinyl would get cold. It would crack. I mean, you could sell against vinyl. I could sell against vinyl.
Really?
But I could sell vinyl too because it's cheaper. But
How could you sell against vinyl on a house?
It cracks.
No, it doesn't.
It fades.
Nah. All you got to do is power wash it.
You got to power wash aluminum too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the aluminum would maybe dent.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Always.
Maybe.
Yeah. Throw a baseball against it.
Yeah.
And it dents. Yeah. Boom.
You lean against it too hard. Yeah, boom.
It dents.
The aluminum cracks.
Yes.
And
I rented a place when I first came to Green Bay. Rented a duplex.
Vinyl looks, well,
and it had a vinyl garage. And I would practice hitting little plastic golf balls, little wiffle balls that go with the holes against that garage until we were literally going to move out. And the guy says, John, can I ask you about the garage? I'm like, yeah, clean it out. All good to go. He goes, yeah, all these little marks. And there had to be 500 of them.
Wow.
And I hadn't realized it. Maybe the sun had been hitting it a different way or anything. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
No.
No vinyl's good. I'm sure that was a funny movie because there was a lot of people didn't really need it, you know?
It was
nice. It was a convenience,
right?
Expensive convenience, but...
But they were the cool people on the block.
Right.
Yeah, if you had it.
That's cool.
Today's also pasta day. You can't beat pasta. I can eat pasta for almost every meal. Yeah. Seafood pasta, any kind of pasta. We used to have a thing called pasta fuzzu. It was phenomenal.
I was telling Connors.
Pasta with roast beef.
Were you... No, you weren't here on Monday. On Sunday, I made pasta with shrimp, because I have so much shrimp.
Yeah, I love shrimp with pasta. I love shrimp with everything.
Then I put the veggies in, you know, peas, some corn, and then a lot of basil sauce.
I mean, no disrespect, but it's an easy food to cook. You know what I mean?
Because it's very easy.
It does
you
it
throw
it
that
itself,
on, it
yeah,
does.
You takes just, care of itself.
It does. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But yes, pasta day, and I mean, that's everything, right? That's lasagna. There's
you know
so
what
much.
Never seemed to go? I like it when you're at a buffet and they've got a pasta bar.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
Those are good.
You don't see those very often, but I like those.
I wonder why we don't see those more often, because
that's what I mean.
It's inexpensive.
Totally inexpensive.
I mean,
and everybody loves pasta.
And then you just get three or four different sauces.
But whatever seasoning you want.
Right.
I agree. Eminem is 52. He's still in the business, Todd?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. What did you think?
So I was one of the first people to ever interview Eminem.
I remember you told me that story, yeah.
And he didn't show up because he went to see the new Star Wars movie.
I remember
and so he came in and he said, the one thing you can't talk to me about is my mom because I'm in legal battles with her.
Oh.
And he showed up to the station 3 hours late. So the first question I asked him is, how's your mom?
Oh, no. You're kidding.
And he got a little ticked off at me. I don't
wow.
know. Whatever.
Eminem. Wow.
I actually like him. I like his.
Who is it?
He's a
singer
rapper.
Eminem?
He's a rapper.
White rapper. That big
thought,
movie.
I've never seen it written like
Five
that.
5 Mile Road.
I would have guessed Eminem like the candy.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
E-M-I-N-E-M.
Slim Shady, the whole thing. He had some songs I liked.
Yeah.
But some went really, really dark. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What was the song? Dear Slim, you're too big to come and talk to me. I stood outside for 4 hours. My nephew stood out there and freezing weather for 4 hours and you were too cool to give him an autograph. Well, bleep you. Remember that?
There was also
Love
one like,
Stan. It was signed Stan.
Oh, that's right. That's the name of the
song. The name
song.
Of the song
yep.
is Stan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who was he picking on?
It was this really crazy fan who wouldn't leave him alone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy ended up killing his wife because of it. I'm just being that's hey Todd?
Yeah.
That's
not dark.
No, that's the, wow. That's what I mean. Really, really, really dark he went. Ziggy Marley is 56. Mike Judge is 60. Who's Mike Judge?
He King of the Hill. And also
Beavis
and Butthead. He created those. Yeah.
Oh wow. He's got $1 billion then.
You think so?
Those people make so much money on those cartoons.
They don't have to pay anybody.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I mean, you pay the voice people and you don't have to hire a set. You don't have to.
He was one of the voice people?
He created Beavis and Butthead and also King of the Hill. He might be one of the voice people.
Who is it? Seth MacFarlane. He's made $1 billion.
Well, he deserves every penny of that. Seth MacFarlane deserves. I know he got a $300 million deal when he got going, and I interviewed him. He goes, yeah, that's a lot of money. He's that guy, the creativity, his voice, that's all him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
plus you like him because he's a singer and song dancer and all that kind of stuff too, right?
Is he? I didn't know he did that.
He did. Yeah,
I would love to meet him. That guy is like, he's so creative, and he's not. What's the word I'm looking for? He's not hesitant to do anything.
Oh yeah, but he there's a movie that was just got like one star, terrible, and I've watched it four times probably when it's on, and I laugh every time at certain things, lines in your. A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Is that his?
Yeah. Oh, he stars in it. It's there are some really funny things about it. I'm trying to go to the outhouse to leave.
Oh, man.
Okay? There's rattlesnakes there. There's so-and-so here.
Yeah. I mean, Charlize Theron was in there.
Yes.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes.
Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Sarah Silverman.
Yes.
It's a big cast.
Huge names. Huge names. Another guy, you know who else in there? He's a guy that shows up in a lot of movies, and nobody really knows his name. He played the part of the medic in Saving Private Ryan, who ended up getting shot by the Germans. Do you remember that? Ribio somebody?
Oh, yeah. Not Giovanni Ribisi?
Yes. He's one of the, nobody knows his names, but he pops up in movies all the time. You'd know him from seeing him. But, yeah. Alan Jackson, 66, and George Wendt, Norm, 76.
You don't know Norm?
No.
Cheers?
No.
Oh.
Norm!
Which one is he?
He is George Wendt.
He's 76.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who made a lot of money? Who's worth a lot of money? Cliff.
Like really? Like, Cliff Clavin?
Like,
yeah, outside of the business, though, right?
$80 million.
Doing what?
He's just one of the wealthier. Because some of those guys, I mean, they all get paid pretty well. But I mean,
did he become?
He made that's a significant amount of money.
Because you know who did something like that and then had a and then died, had a national TV show on like the Financial Network or whatever was from MASH, the original Hawkeye's buddy from MASH, Trapper John.
Yeah,
he made crap loads. He then had a show, stocks. Investing.
Oh, wow.
One of those shows. He was huge into that and made a lot of money.
And way, way, way back in the day, they my three sons, Fred McMurray,
yeah,
he made all his money in real estate.
They were saying he was the richest guy in Los Angeles.
I mean, he's get out there, this is going to happen. Beverly Hills, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So John Ratzenberger, also involvement in nearly every single Pixar movie and a quick cameo in Star Wars Episode 5. He has a box office total unbelievable just because of all these other things
with. Man, if I had stayed in acting.
I know.
If I had stayed in acting.
Should have I know. But you wouldn't be here, John.
Yeah. Actually, I saw a thing. Where did I see a thing on Facebook? They're asking for people, for extras, for a movie they're shooting in Green Bay. It's set in like the 1880s. And then people of all ages and everything.
Oh, see, I would have been, when I was in office, I would have been like Oscar Goodman. I told you that. He's the mayor of Vegas.
No.
Right in the contract, he has to have a cameo.
Really?
Right in the contract. You looked at all those, what is it, Chen, the guy that did a lot of movies in Vegas? Every movie that's been filmed in Las Vegas during his tenure, he's in it.
Really?
Yep.
Just for ego-wise?
Yep. He wrote that. He thinks it's really funny. He gives talks about it. People are like, really? He's like, really?
Wow.
We got a text. Don't disrespect Stan. That's my jam.
Well, do me a favor. Stop listening to us and move away.
No.
If that's your jam, I'm scared. We got to set a quick break. Kristen Ambrose will be joining us. Joe Moss and Sean Katzenbeck. Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Back after this.
Always the same. It's just a shame. And that's all.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax on everyday products. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris. A better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Back from the store, dear?
Can you believe the grocery bill was over $200? Can't anybody in Washington vote no on these spending bills that drive up debt and inflation?
Glenn Grothman has always been one of the most frugal members of Congress. But I thought we were voting for Glenn for his work on the border to stop over 200,000 people a month from entering the nation illegally.
We have 850,000 new legal citizens every year who follow the law.
Dad, I'm voting for Glenn Grothman because he's advocating to keep the work centers open for people with different abilities so they can find their career.
Glenn stands up to the special interests. He takes no campaign donations from drug companies. He's also a proponent of ending race-based hiring.
He is outspoken, not afraid to take on the tough issues. And one thing I know about Glenn, he tells it like it is.
I'm Glenn Grothman, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Glenn Grothman for Congress.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Right on the mayor here on Tuesday morning, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. You can text us at the Civic Media app. Also, hurricane relief is still a big thing. Can you check out civicmedia.us/HELP? civicmedia.us/help. So please help up with that. We still want to. I got to get a hold of Mike, our boy Mike, that went down to help out with the Red Cross. How long was he going to be? 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. Yeah. So you know what, guy like him, they probably had him hold over. You know what I mean? Because there's some people like anything, right? There's like what 20% of people that do all the work, and I bet you he's one of them.
Can you, I'll tell you what. I mean, we had, of course, Ben and Deanna Malcor in here the other day,
right.
And they went down to check on their thing. Can you imagine a more where your heart's in your throat when you're driving up to see if your cabin, your house is still there?
Yeah. There was a, I don't know, some media station went with the guy.
To see?
Yeah. I wouldn't have anybody come with
me. No. My gosh, no. Oh, my gosh, no. That'd be the worst.
I know. I think it was a tease, you know, come along with the camera.
Maybe he had already seen it.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, to come back to that, because you don't know, and you hear all these reports, you hear, think of the worst, and you get back there. Can you imagine, though, if you wouldn't want to go back with your neighbor, because, like, if his house is toast and yours is good.
I know.
How do you react to that?
I know. Hey. I'm glad I picked this lot when I did.
Funny one. We looked at buying our lot.
We looked at that lot.
I had a feeling.
It just didn't seem lucky, your lot. You get that aura sometimes. Yeah. Just that certain something. Yeah, it just came down on us.
Didn't feel right, and here it is.
We know it's only 50 feet, but still, there was something there.
But bad it's vibes. Amazing. Like,
or like when I didn't sell my house that time, cash deal.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And the feng shui, or whatever, wasn't on, right? Because the sun wasn't coming up. It wasn't directly east, and the sun wasn't coming up exactly the way they thought it was. So they got there at 6 in the morning and stood outside to see where the sun is? Cash! Like writing out a check and handing it to me. Full price.
You got this bright light shining in. Yeah, yeah, that's the sun. You can't. It doesn't look like it.
But oh, had I known? Oh, I would have. I would have done some things.
Anyway, that was interesting having them on about real estate, and I was telling them and you, there is a couple houses that are on the market.
I know. I got to be honest with you.
So. That's good news, I think.
I got to be honest with you. So I went through Menominee the other day, Menominee, Michigan.
Yep.
There is a little place just outside of town for sale that needs a lot of work. I want to buy that place, live in Menominee.
It's a long commute.
Well, I think that. Todd does it. Todd does Oshkosh. Pete Schwabe does Menominee. Amanda does Manitowoc.
Well, that is true.
So, I mean, people drive a long way for this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I could do it.
Maybe we could. Is it
gas is cheap up there. I told you that one was $2.75. That one gas station.
Today, a lot of people work from home.
Yeah.
Now, our next guest couldn't work from home because he's a police officer. That you can't do. But, I mean, there's so many jobs today that you could.
Well, that's right. Todd, could you hook me up there with a stream? I could sit there on the blizzard days?
Sure. Okay. Just do me a favor.
Yeah.
Sure. Make sure you, wear clothes.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, can't do
it. Or a robe.
Yeah. robe is fine as long as your pants are hanging up on a hanger in the back.
Right behind
you. Your slacks.
Yeah.
We could work that out.
Okay. I like it. Okay. I like it a lot. What?
It's in Michigan?
Yeah.
How far in Michigan, though?
Across the border.
Just right across?
Just on this side, yeah.
How much land?
Just a yard type thing, looks like.
Well, how are we going to grow?
What? There's a lot of competition for that up there.
I don't mind competition.
Oh, my goodness. Great. You'll have to put all your marketing skills together if you want to sell marijuana in Menominee, Michigan. I'm just being honest. I'm just telling you.
Jim is very certain that he can pull that off.
He'll find a niche.
I am.
He'll find a niche.
I will. Might have to partner with another company. I'll figure something out.
Buds and linen.
There will be a line for ours.
Okay.
I'm telling you, people are going to be like, these guys, I don't know what they're doing, but it's going to be like Breaking Bad.
Well, I will
it's
say this.
Be the best.
I will
it's
say this.
It's going to look cool. It's going to be a little bluer than everybody else.
If you show up at one of those shops,
I'm not going
to. Wearing those glasses, and you speak, hello, how are you doing? How are you doing? My name is Jimenez, and I'm from Colombia. I feel like I'm going to start up a little place down the block. I hope you don't have a problem with this. What do you think?
No, this is the purest
you'll find. You know what?
Right,
what
you sell here,
that's crap.
Yeah. That's what we'll do. It'll be the best. Yeah. And it'll be a little higher price, but
you sell gummies. Laughable. Ha!
Right.
Just so you know, all the Colombian drug lords listening right now, we're not making fun
of you. No, we are not. Everybody,
we got Chopper here.
We love everybody in Bogota. We have a lot of fans there. A lot of fans.
But you know,
I want your name to be Jesus, but call yourself Jesus. Like in the Big Lebowski, you know? You don't bleep with Jesus. I bleep you on Monday. I bleep you on Tuesday. I bleep you on Wednesday. You pull a piece on me. Ha! That's laughable, man. I stick it up your bleep and pull the trigger until it goes click.
Oh, man.
You gotta do it, man. The whole scene from the Big Lebowski. Yeah.
We definitely have to get a picture of you two in your special glasses. Both of you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm telling you, what we're going to do with this little business we're going to start up there, that we're going to use that in teaching and start a business, new industry. It's like back in the 20s, actually early in that, when the cars came out.
You know, back in Prohibition when people would.
Right, right. 20s.
Said my grandma, who spent 2 years in prison?
You know, that's crazy that this country said, you know what?
It was ridiculous.
I mean, that's.
I'm going to find that. Don,
you go to this free country, right?
Yeah.
Come over here. You work hard.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what?
Well, yes.
It's not like you Irish or Italians or Germans. Everybody drank. It wasn't like it was like a very small group.
It was part of their heritage.
Right.
They made their own wine. They drank wine with every meal.
Right.
And the grappa was for a special occasion.
Right. Well.
Like if you're having a good day or a bad day.
Or an okay day. Think of. Yeah, I just.
But they weren't drunks at all. Not in the slightest. And it was just people wanted stuff. Dom went up to Marquette and he found the court records. I'll show you. Part of it was because she had too much copper tubing and a lot of stuff. It's almost like paraphernalia. We'll be back. We had Chopper joining us. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll break down Vice President Harris's interview with Fox News and a what's worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 10/31/2024.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.